Hello, this is DJC at acbradio.org with news and views I hope you can use. Hello and very special greetings once again to you. My name is Don Coco and I'm with you from Sacramento, California, reporting for Main Menu. Today I'd like to take a look at MP3 ID1 and ID2 tagging. Now, what's the difference in the tags? ID1 tag is an older convention. Most ID1 tags are truncated. Yeah, very often they're truncated because you can only fit so many characters into an ID1 tag. In an ID2 tag, you have lots of room. You can put all kinds of information, the name of the song, the artist, everything, no problem. Why do you want ID1 and ID2 tags in your music? Well, for various reasons. Some players read those tags to determine the music. Some of your MP3 players may also read the tags, programs and players and this sort of thing. I'm talking about your portable MP3 players. There's lots and lots of good utilities out there that will do this for you as far as making corrections to the tags, and we're going to look at a couple of them for you today. The first thing we're going to do, though, is we want to determine if we have a tag in some files. I've just picked 19 of my favorite instrumentals, and I put them into a special folder called the test folder just for the work for the demonstration for this particular program.
Top. So we have theme from a summer place. MP3.
Theme from a summer place.
Ace Cannon Blues. Stay away from.
Ace Cannon.
Ace Cannon Sugar Blues. MP3.
Ace Cannon.
Scroll down. Anchor Bilk Above the Stars.
Anchor Bilk.
Scroll down. Anchor Bilk Limelight. MP3.
And so forth and so on. So a whole bunch of these. Now we'll just pick one.
Ace Cannon Sugar Blues.
Let's say Ace Cannon Sugar Blues. Start it up in Winamp. First thing we'll do here. And
Winamp 2.91.
It's going to come up on the screen.
Test. List view. Ace Cannon Sugar Blues. MP3.
That is now up on the screen.
Media,
and the first thing I want to know is whether it has a tag. That's the very first thing I want to determine. Does this have a tag? So to find out if it has a tag, I'm going to type Alt 3.
Button.
And I'm going to look to see if it has a tag in it for you.
C equals cancel. Button. Checkbox. Unchecked. Ed3v1. 1 equals Ed3v1 tag.
No tag there. Now we can determine that. We can check the box and now we can tab over.
Edit box. Track.
No track.
Edit box. Title.
No title.
Edit box. Artist.
No artist. Wow, that's not too good at all.
Undo. Checkbox. Unchecked.
And same thing would be with the...
Checkbox. Unchecked. Ed3v2.
ID2 tagging.
Checked. Edit box. Track. Edit box. Title. Edit box. Artist.
No tagging at all.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Ed3v2.
So, as you can see, there's no tagging at all in this file.
Ed3v2 tag. Unchecked.
Now we can go down and see if we have another tag. Let's just pick another song
here. Arthur Smith Guitar Boogie.
Arthur Smith Guitar Boogie. Let's start that one up.
Winamp 2.91. Test.
And let's see if we have a tag in the
Guitar Boogie.
Yeah, we're going to do
button.
That.
U equals up. Checkbox. Unchecked. Ed3v2.
Nope.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Ed3v2.
No tagging there. And the truth is, there's no tagging in any of these folders at all.
List
or no tagging at all in any of these songs here. And that's because we've purposely...
0045.
I've actually purposely deleted the tags.
App starting.
I did that intentionally so that there would be no tagging. Now we're going to take a look now at a program that's going to help us tag our files. The program is called MP3 Tag Studio. It's put out by Magnus Brading. That's the gentleman's name. He's in Sweden, and he puts out this marvelous program. To buy the program... It's $19 United States, and you can pick it up from http://magnusbrading.com. That's MAGNUSBRADING, as one word, .com. Now let's go take a look at the program.
Over 2 hours.
Let's go take a look at it. We'll go to the program group.
P equals program.
And let's locate it.
S equals G equals R equals M equals MP3 Tag Studio 3 pull down.
There it is. MP3 Tag Studio version 3 is what it is.
M equals MP3 Tag Studio 3.
Now it's pull down menu.
Files
we have the main
MP3
program.
Tag Studio 3. M equals MP3 Tag Studio help.
We have a help.
Location C pro. M equals MP3 Tag Studio 3. Location C pro.
And that's all we have.
M equals.
So we do not have an uninstaller with this particular program. You can, of course, remove this probably through the Add Remove group if you wanted to, but it doesn't come with an installer. Now, let's start the program up.
Menu close.
Hit Return
button.
On it.
Size notes up.
And I might comment on the help that the help is the old-style help. It's not the CHM a help format. So to read the help, it's the old style
Tank Studio
help.
3.05.
The help
Main
is
VR Think 2003.
Very, very well written. Now, in the unregistered version, you may use this program for basically as long as you want.
Xbox. DF.
But in the unregistered version, the idea here is that you will have an ad banner that will be displayed on the screen. There's an ad banner that will come up. It's like a separate window. Now, when you go into the main program, that window will disappear. Now, it's not a bother to screen readers, mind you. I would say that. So you can, you know, just kind of ignore that ad banner, and you'll be good to go. And the program will be fully functional. Now, I'm not sure if it'll be fully functional after its evaluation period has run out or not. I didn't wait very long. I think I waited like 2 days, and I liked it so well, I bought it. $19. It was a good program. Goodbye. And I really like it. It's got plenty of functionality. Let's take a look at the functionality. First of all, the first thing I'd like to do is I would like to actually browse to the directory I'd like to find. So let's
button.
Press the tab key. And let's, you'll use the tab key to go through all the different functions of this particular program.
Choose directory.
Now let me find the directory I'm going to be interested in. As it turns out, it's going to be C Windows Desktop. So
box, button, graphic,
I need to find... I need to go to my C directory, and then I need to go to Windows.
Graphic. Walking 21. Graphic. Windows.
Now,
40.
Let me just say with this, you're going to have to use your mouse pointer to actually click.
Walking 21. Graphic. Window.
Because
W-I.
It won't, you can't just hit return on these. You'll have to actually double-click them.
Left.
So I've done that. I've double-clicked on Windows, and I'm looking for desktop.
Graphic. Desktop.
There it is. 30. Let me find
graphic,
it with the
DJC,
mouse pointer here.
Graphic. Desktop. D. E.
Okay, there it is. Double click that.
Left. Button. Graphic. Test. Four.
And
of graphic.
Test is my
D-Mesa.
Special folder that I've
graphic.
Chosen.
Test.
There it is.
E. S.
So when I double click it, there's all of my songs.
Button. Okay.
So I'm going to tell that okay.
MP3 Studio 3.05. Main is VR Think 2003.
Now let's take a look
button.
At the different...
B equals browse. Dialogue.
Functions that we have.
Checkbox. Checked. Use Explorer Browse Tree. Arrow.
Now, you use the Explorer Browse Tree as I just did. That's a style for the Browse button in order to find the material I need.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Custom File Selection Mode.
They have a mode for custom file selection.
Tab Control. Auto Tank Room File Name S.
Now, let's take a look at the different functionality. We have 8 different tabs here. Let's look at the first one.
Auto Rename From Tags. 1.
Auto Rename From Tags will allow you to rename... from tags, just like it says.
Edit box.
And here it would expect you to type in artist and title and different fields.
Tab control.
Let's go back to the tab.
Auto tag from file name.
Auto tag from file name. And this is the function I'm actually going to use. I know that my file names on the outside of the tags are correct. I don't know about the inside of the tags because they're not correct, right? We found no ID1 or ID2 tags. So we do want auto rename from file name. Other tabs they have here.
Tag rename from a list. 3.
You
of
can
8.
Rename from a list.
Browse edit tags flags. 4. Of 8.
You can browse and edit tag flags by hand.
Mask set tags flags. 5.
You can mask
8.
Set tags. In other words, if you had a whole bunch of them, perhaps you're doing an album or something and you want them to all be the same, you can certainly set it up that way.
Mask clean UP tags.
Mask
6.
Clean up
8.
Tags. Now, this is an interesting function. Let's explore this particular one because you may want to use this function. For example, I've got a lot of MP3 tags, and a lot of them have just weird comments in the comment field, numbers in the tracks that don't mean anything. I mean, they're not actual tracks. They're 00 or that sort of thing. With this... clean up tags, we can actually go in and ask it, we can tell it, we want you to delete all the comments, we don't care about those, we want you to delete all them, we want you to clean up all kinds of fields. Let's just tab across and have a look at it. Here?
Checkbox. Unchecked. Use filtering.
Use filtering, and that's if you want to get really nitty-gritty with this, you can actually set up filters, filter criteria. Now, in most cases, you won't have to do that, but you can.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Remove tag.
Remove the entire tag. If I were to check that, and I went down my folder, it will clean it up and remove all the tags, and there'll be nothing left.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Title.
Now, the first one is for MP1, and you have title.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Artist.
Artist.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Album.
Album.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Year.
Year.
Checkbox. Checked. Comment.
Comment. And that's checked because I was using it recently. That's why it shows checked.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Genre.
Genre.
Checkbox. Checked. Track.
Track. I did want it to remove the tracks from the files I was doing recently.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Remove tag.
Checkbox. Remove tag.
Unchecked. Delete all frames.
Delete all frames. You can ask it to do that as well.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Title.
And then you're at the ID2 tagging part, and you have title.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Artist.
Artist.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Album.
Album.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Year.
Year.
Checkbox. Checked. Comment.
Comment. I wanted to remove the comment in the ID2 tagging as well.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Genre.
Genre.
Checkbox. Checked. Track.
Track.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Original artist.
Original artist.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Composer. Checkbox. Unchecked. Copyright. Checkbox. Unchecked. Encoded by. Checkbox. Unchecked. URL.
So as you can see, it's got all the functionality for ID2 tagging.
Checkbox. Unchecked. More fields.
And they even have more fields.
Checkbox. Checked. Include subdirectories.
And include subdirectories. You can have it do that.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Preview mode.
And they have what's called a preview mode here. And the way its preview mode works is he'll actually simulate writing the tag and then show you what it will look like on the screen, and you can tell it do it for real afterwards. So if you weren't sure, you could, in other words, you can set these options up, and in the preview mode, you can tell it, well, let's just simulate this, and so I can look at this before I actually go writing 5,000 songs. I want to make sure that this is the way I'd like to have it. And this is a very cool feature that he's got here.
Button. Undo.
Then he's also got an undo button. If you didn't have the preview mode on, you make a mistake, you can actually undo your work. This is a very smart program, actually.
Custom control. Test.
That's just the name of the folder that I'm in.
Edit box. See Windows Desktop Test.
And that's just where I am right at the moment.
Button.
So
B equals browse. Dial. Checkbox. Checked. Use Explorer browse.
Now we're looking back at the same
checkbox
stuff we
unchecked
have here.
Custom file selection mode. Tab control. Mass clean
UOP. Now we're finally
tag
back
six
at the mass cleanup tags.
Directory name files.
Then we
seven
have
of eight
directory name files, and we also have
direct tag manipulation. Eight
direct
of eight
tag manipulation.
Track bar. 7 of 7.
And that's when I pop that up, that's put me on in like track bars and all kinds
checkbox
of things. There's lots you can
track
do
bar
with this.
7 of combo box.
You know, there's lots of stuff you can really
checkbox
do with this program.
Checkbox.
It's just very, very thorough.
Save as preset. Combo box.
There's presets here.
Tag
all
control
kinds of
direct
things here.
Manipulation.
So I want
direct
to go back
file
to
7 of 8. Mass clean UOP tags.
I'm going to try and go back to
mass set tags blank.
As soon as it will get me back there,
eight
it's going, it's scrolling it back slow. I'll get there
tags
though.
Tag rename from list 3 of 8.
And as soon as
auto
I get back there,
file name 2.
What
of eight
the one I'm going to want
auto
is
from tags 1 of 8. Edit box.
Okay.
Tab control. Auto rename from.
The one I'm
going to
want is
2 of 8.
Auto rename from file name.
Auto rename from tags.
That's
one
the second
eight
one here.
Auto tag from file name.
Auto tag from file file names. Now, I've got my folder already set up. So to do this, remember we looked and we had no tags at all. To do this, I'm just going to type Control Enter, and it's going to take off and do it. Now, I could just, of course, I can check the options here as well.
Checkbox.
Let's just do that. Make
unchecked
sure we have the
replace.
Do I want to replace
edit
something?
Box.
I can
checkbox. Unchecked.
I don't need to replace.
Replace. Checkbox. Unchecked. Case fix and replace.
Case fix and replace. You can tell this to actually fix case and do all kinds of replacement there.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Use filtering.
Use filtering again.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Advanced mode.
And then they have an advanced mode. You can do just all kinds of things with this program.
Checkbox. Checked. Title.
And let's see, what am I going to have it do? I'm going to have it do the title.
Checkbox. Checked. Artist.
Artist.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Album.
For what I'm doing here, I don't need the rest of these albums.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Year.
Year.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Comment. Checkbox. Unchecked. Track and R. Button. Add trash. Button. Add dirt.
Okay. They've got different things you can do here.
List box. Top. Artist. 1 of 2.
Right. I want it to start with artist. That's correct.
Checkbox. Checked. Include subdirectories.
And include subdirectories. Well, in the case
unchecked
in the work I'm doing right now, there's no subdirectory, so I've unchecked that.
Checkbox.
And
unchecked. Preview mode.
Preview mode, of course, again, so you can see how it'll look when it's done.
Button. Undo.
And then, of course, they have the undo. So I'm now ready to actually do this. Now, as I say, I'm going to type Control Enter. I've done that. And
Hourglass.
The program has taken off to do its work. And it, the way you want to determine whether it's done it or is doing it or whatever, is the bottom of the screen here.
Bottom left.
It's one way to
graphics.
Do this.
And successfully wrote in three tags to file out the line of yellow.
See, it's writing the tags.
Graphic. Button. Undo. Arrow.
And it's all done. So
every tank setting process complete.
It's done.
Successful.
And
left.
I can
left
actually box. Check
successful
the list of songs
top
here.
Initializing progress meter statistics.
See it?
1 of 21.
Okay. There was 19 files, okay, and it's a starting point and an ending point.
Successfully wrote a 3 tank to file Applejack's Mexican Fat Rock .mp3. 2 of 21. Successfully wrote a 3 tank to file Anchor Bill Cup of the Stars .mp3. 3 of 21. Successfully wrote a 3 tank to file Anchor Bill Climb Light .mp3.
So as you
four
can see, it will tell you that it's done it. It says successfully wrote, and we can check that. Now we'll get out of the, let's close out the Tag Studio. I'm done with it.
Create a new window for each tag.
And
time recording.
Let's now go back to our test folder.
Desktop. List. Test. Windows Explorer.
And we have the test
list
folder
view
here.
Top.
And
101 strings.
We have the different
Ace
songs.
Ace Cannon Sugar Blues.
Let's
MP3.
Go to that same song we used earlier, Ace Cannon Sugar Blues. Have that come up on the screen.
Windows
remember, it had no tag.
Test. Windows
and
2.91.
Let's have the song up on the screen here, and we'll take a look at it. Okay. Now, let's
button
see if we have tags.
U equals update. Dial.
I in Winamp, and I've gone to Alt 3, and
button. Undo change it. Checkbox. Checked.
Uh-huh.
H3V1.
Remember
one
before it was unchecked, now
tag
it's checked.
Edit box. Track.
Of course, there's no track.
Edit box. Title. Sugar Blues.
Sugar Blues, the name of the title.
Edit box. Artist. Ace Cannon.
Ace Cannon.
Edit box. Album.
The album is blank.
Edit box. Year.
The year is blank.
Combo box. Genre.
The genre is blank. Now, I certainly could fill in the genre with instrumental if I wanted to do that. And we have, at least at for the demonstration here, we did not do that.
Edit box. Comment.
And the comment field, nice and blank. There's no weird numbers in it, no weird encoded by, nothing like that. It's blank.
Checkbox. Checked.
And we have an ID2 tag as well.
3V2 tag. Edit box. Track.
And there's no track numbers.
Edit box. Title. Sugar Blues.
Sugar Blues.
Edit box. Artist. Ace Cannon.
Ace Cannon. So, as you can see, it's
one Ace Cannon Sugar Blues
filled in. Now, what we'd like to show you now is another little trick that we can do. We're going to use a different program now to do this one. This is a program called MP Tagger, and I believe early in my main menu career, I reviewed MP Tagger for you. It is not being produced anymore, but I believe you probably could still find it. Probably Google or I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. It's MP Tagger 160 is the name of the program. Perhaps a friend will have it. I have it. It's a good program. I still have it. What I want to know in my test folder here is I want to know the bit rates. You see, I don't know the bit rates of these songs.
Top 101 string.
See, I've got the names of the songs.
Ace Cannon Blues, Stay Away From.
But I don't know what the bit rates are. Well, MP Tagger will assist us in finding out the bit rates, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask MP Tagger to go inside each one of these files and put the numbers at the front of the tag so I know what the bit rates are. Now you say, well, why would you want to know this? Well, maybe you want to find out if either why a file doesn't sound right, you want to know what the bit rate is. Well, of course, you can open Winamp and you can read in the box in Winamp, but that's kind of tedious. And if you have a lot of them, you're going to want to know fairly quickly. For example, I'm working on a rather large library right at the moment, and I do want to know this information so I can make corrections, fix bit rates. For example, if you have a lot of songs and they're 320-bit, I mean, 8 megs for a 2-minute song, to me, doesn't seem very practical. All you're doing is wasting lots of space. But the only way you might know that you have an 8-meg song, you know, and it's only a 2-minute song, is to look at the bit rate. Now, you can take action. You can re-record it. You can downsample it. You can do any number of things. And we won't cover downsampling or that sort of thing today, but you can do any number of things with it. So the first thing I want to know, though, is what bit rates are my files at? Are they all 128s? Maybe they are. We don't know that, but we're going to find out. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to go to my
menu.
Start menu in Programs.
P equals. Program
I'm going to go to
one equals.
MP Tagger.
M equals. Monkey Business.
I'm looking
M
for it here.
M equals. Tagger pull down.
There it is.
M
I'm going to hit return
Tagger
on it, and I'm going to start it up.
Button. Start button. Arrow.
And the program's going to come up on the screen, and as soon as it comes
Hour
up
glass
on the screen,
arrow,
I'll be able to look at this program.
Tanker. Custom control.
Now, there it is.
Preview.
It's up on the
test
screen.
One.
And since I've already picked my folder, what you normally would do first is you would pick the folder you're going to work with. I've already done that. I did that earlier.
List view. Top. 101 strings.
You can see the songs in here.
MP3. Theme from the summer place. 101 strings. Unknown. 0. MPEG 1. 3. 128 bit. 44,100 hertz. Stereo. 301. Yes. No. No. 69203. 1. Of 19.
Well,
no,
this is one way to get information. As you heard, it read all kinds of information, including the bit rate.
Ace Cannon Blues, stay away from me, that MP3.
But that's not really practical either, to be honest with you. So what I want to do, I want to do it a different way. The first thing I'm going to do is highlight them all with Control A.
Ace Cannon Blues, stay away.
I've done that. I'm now going to type Alt F.
G equals gets it three times.
And I'm going to type F.
Menu closed. List view. Ace Cannon Blues, stay away.
And I'm now in a box that's going to allow me to rename the format.
Button. O equals O.
Now.
Compo. Edit box. RST.
Now, it's hard for me to explain this, but what he's got here is he's got number sign AR number sign. That means artist. And he's got a space. He's got a dash. And he's got a space. And then he's got number sign ST number sign, which means title. I'm going to actually type in number sign at the beginning here, you understand, not at the end. I suppose I could put it in the end, but I'm not going to do it that way. I'm going to put it at the beginning because I want to see it at the beginning.
Number.
So I'm going to go back to the beginning here.
Number.
I'm in an edit box,
number.
And I'm there. I'm now going to type number sign BI number sign space dash space. There we go. Now I'm going to tab over once. I'm going to tell it OK.
Button. O equals OK.
I'm going to hit the space bar on that.
Tanker. Custom control.
And
list
it will take
move.
A second.
128-bit Ace Cannon Blues.
Hopefully it will do it. It's done.
Top. 128-bit 101 strings theme from the summer place that MP3.
Great. It's done it. So now I'll close out Tagger.
Test. List view.
And I'll just look at it in the test folder. Now look at what it's done here.
Top. 112-bit Applejacks Rocka Conga that MP.
Applejacks Rocka Conga is 112-bit.
128-bit, 101 strings, theme from the summer.
101 play. Strings, that's 128-bit.
128-bit, Ace Cannon Blues, stay away from me.
Ace Cannon Blues is 128-bit.
Scroll down. 128-bit, Hacker Built Stranger on the
Earth. 128-bit.
Scroll down. 128-bit. Scroll down. 128-bit. Scroll down. 128-bit, Alan.
Quite a few of these 128-bit, as you can see.
Scroll down. 128-bit, Pop. Scroll down. 128-bit app.
So we have quite a
scroll
few
down.
Of these.
160-bit Ace Cannon Shirt.
Oh, but we have 160 bits as well.
Scroll down. 160-bit Hacker Bill Cup of the Stuff. Scroll down. 160-bit Hacker Bill Climb.
So as you can see, you can find out all kinds of information. And now, based on what I see here, I will be able to make adjustments. Perhaps I want to take these 160-bit files and I want to reconvert them down to 128s. I may want to take that 112-bit file and upconvert that to 128, and so forth. And now with the knowledge I have here, I'll be able to do that. This is just a sample and a demonstration of some of the cool ways that you can manipulate ID tagging. I hope this information's been useful. It works well for me.
Feel free to email djc@acbradio.org with your thoughts and comments. Until next time, Don Coco thanking you for listening.